Good morning, Pharmacy Podcast listeners. It's Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose. It's Thursday, May 2nd. We're coming into May now, which is graduation month for many PharmDs entering our profession. And it's a time for reflection. And I got to tell you, you've gone through 6 years. You're about to enter a great profession. But it's really challenging to think about. You have to keep your sense of humor. Don't lose your sense of humor as you enter our profession. You're going to see things that are going to make you cry, that are going to make you scream, but try and find the things that make you laugh, because a little laughter goes a long way to the chronic disease that we may all be suffering from, which is the business of pharmacy and the retail pharmacy syndrome. So always look for a little bit of laughter. Look for that little bit of spark in your life. So what I try and do, and there were some great comedians, you know, back in the day, I'm dating myself, going way back to Groucho Marx. Probably most of the listeners don't even know that Julius Henry, known as Groucho Marx, he really was an American comedian, writer, stage and film, radio and television star. You know, in those days, he was the master of a quick wit, and he was absolutely considered one of America's greatest comedians. He made 13 feature films, and he had his brothers, the Marx brothers, and he was the third born in that family. He had a wonderful, wonderful career, and he put a lot of smiles on a lot of people's faces and in their heart. He had a TV show called You Bet Your Life, and it was just in that day, it was the classic, you know, TV show. And he made movies like Duck Soup and Animal Crackers, A Day at the Races, A Night at the Opera. You went on and on and on. But one of the things that I always loved about Groucho Marx were his quotes, because his quotes were so funny. You know, he said stupid things like, you know, I sent the club that I was a member in a wire, and it said, please accept my resignation. I don't want to belong to any club that will accept me as a member. And you have to think about that. That's pretty funny. Or not. You may think I'm not that stupid. But when you think about our pharmacy profession, the club that you're entering, it's a very meaningful club. You've paid your dues. You're in the club. You're going to walk down the aisle as a PharmD with that diploma. Well earned. Put a lot of hard work in it. You're joining the club. And don't be afraid that this club doesn't belong to you. It does. You're the ones who are going to make this club a club for the future, a club for the ages. So make sure that you take a little bit of a smile down the aisle. And no matter what the schedule you get from your first supervisor, no matter where that store is, no matter how early you have to get up to open it or how late you have to stay to close it so the queue isn't blowing up, remember that you are entering the greatest profession in healthcare. The business of pharmacy is where it won't put the smile on your face as often. So look for things to balance out the smile. A little smile goes a long way. Smile to the people you work with. Smile to your customers. They don't need to know you didn't get enough staff budget to put enough technicians on to fill their prescription. Just stay happy, focused on the patient, and don't let the culture of the business of pharmacy get in the way of the culture of our profession. We work for the patient. We want that patient to be happy. And if they're happy, we're happy. And if we're happy, everybody around us is happy. So this is Ken Sternfeld congratulating in advance our graduates. We will be doing some special things for our St. John's graduates and our University at Buffalo graduates and some of the graduates from our other schools, because we love doing what we do in educating them, in mentoring them, in bringing them part of a family culture of being a concierge care provider, because we think that's the future of the healthcare industry, personalized service. Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose on Thursday, May 2nd.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.